In terms of the user interface and the layout, you will notice features such as the search bar on the right. With so many sections and notes, what if you remembered something all of a sudden and wanted to look it up but forgot where you put it? Well, the search bar here allows you to sift through everything and find it easily across all notebooks. It even groups it under categories of where those things were found. So you can do a specific search or a broad search and go through the search results one by one. A specific search meaning, for example, the word sedimentation. As you can see, it shows up under the sedimentary page and is highlighted. And you can do a broad search, for example, using the word rock. And once again, you can go through the search results one by one. And the words are highlighted. A cool thing about the search bar is that not only does it search through text, but it also searches through images as well. So if you have any text in the images, it will be highlighted. There is also the feature to pin and collapse a ribbon menu with a button on the top right for a maximized view of the screen. You can revert back to the original format by going to the ribbon menu and pressing the Show Tabs and Commands button. There's also a pin located in the Notebook tab on the left for a more maximized view. Feel free to toggle these settings based on your preferences. There's also the Maximize Screen feature in the View menu. As well as changing the color of the page so you can better categorize your content. You can also input paper lines so that when you're using a stylus capability for writing something on screen, it allows you to be straighter and neater without it being all over the place. So you have the choice for different spacing as well as graph paper. The docking window feature minimizes your OneNote to a side window and allows you to work on multiple things at once. It will link the source of the notes as you type into your OneNote to whichever platform that you're working on, so you can type things alongside Word documents, PowerPoint slides, and websites for reference. So if you're making a lesson plan and you want that particular paragraph to refer to a website or office file, you can do so. Simply press the Dock to Desktop button and then load up the document that you want to be linked to. Notice that as I'm typing, the Word document icon appears, and that just assures that your notes are currently being linked. And you can do so with also a PowerPoint presentation. To jump out of this feature, just simply press the normal view button and it will revert back. As I mentioned before, using the search function, you're able to search through text in the images. But did you know that you can turn image text into configurable text? Simply do so by right-clicking on an image and selecting the copy text function and then pasting it. So I'm going to go back to my sedimentary rock page and then copy the text from this image. Then I'll paste it into my new page here. And there you go. All of that text is transferred into my new page here. So ever get those pesky PDF files where you can't copy the content? In case you ever wanted to make your own notes, well, you can do it now simply by screen capturing the area of the text that you want and then copy the text from the image Another really useful feature that I want to mention is the tagging function in the home menu. It lets you select various icons and references it to the statement that you want to highlight. So let's say in the lesson plan or lesson notes, you wanted the students to pay special attention to that important paragraph. Then simply tag it with the important tag. So I'm going to go ahead and tag this portion as important. There are different tags for different things like a question tag or an idea tag. You can even customize your own tags. There's also a to-do list tag that you can make and tick off once that task is finished. With all these tags located everywhere in your notebook, you can make a summary page of tags and to-do tags using the Create Summary page at the bottom to have it all on one page, kind of like a Cliff Notes page. So you would do that by going to the Find Tags menu and then creating summary page at the bottom here. So I'm actually going to go back and then tag a little bit more throughout my notes. So for example, my sedimentary rock page, I want to tag my images as highlight and my audio recording as important, and then go through my report portion and then put in, for example, a question tag and source for article tag. Okay, refresh results and then create a page once again, and that's going to show up as a Cliff Notes section.